KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in Gauteng, where a deadly shooting and arson attack linked to taxi violence is grabbing headlines this hour. One person has been killed and two others left wounded after e-hailing operators came under attack in Soweto last night. Police say four men approached a ride-hailing vehicle outside a mall in Pimville, shot the driver and set the vehicle on fire. Gauteng sub-spokesperson Dimakatse Nebohulwe says shots were also fired at another vehicle. The driver managed to flee.
The driver and another passerby sustained gunshot wounds and were taken to hospital. A case of murder, attempted murder with two counts, and arson is open for further investigations. The SAPS and JMPD members are currently on scene to monitor the situation, which is suspected to be taxi violence related. Police investigations continue.
There have been calls for calm in the taxi industry after tensions flared between minibus drivers and e-hailing operators, with some drivers accusing platforms like Uber and Bolt of undercutting their business. Former MK Party Secretary General Floyd Shivambu says his new political movement, Africa Mayibuye, will meet with King Misuzulu as part of ongoing consultations in KZN. Shivambu held discussions with religious leaders in Maritzburg yesterday, where he raised concerns about poor governance and service delivery. Shivambu says political parties are taking turns to run municipalities without solving core issues.
This province is confronted with a variety of challenges. It's where municipalities could shift from one political party to another, but the lives of our people have not changed meaningfully.
Shivambu was removed as the MK Party Secretary General after visiting fugitive pastor Shepherd Bushiri in Malawi in April. Now, two suspects who were arrested after this week's fire at the Home Affairs offices in Germiston are due to line up in court today. The double-story building was set alight allegedly by protesters who were being evicted from a block of flats in the CBD. Home Affairs has set up a mobile service point to help with the issuing of passports, ID documents, birth certificates and other services. Deputy Minister Njabulo Nzunza visited the site yesterday.
For us, this is a very serious setback that has a lot of criminality, and we are going to make sure that we follow up with the police so that those who are perpetrators here are actually brought to justice.
The US president has warned of severe consequences if the Kremlin doesn't end the war in Ukraine. Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are set to meet in Alaska tomorrow in what the White House has characterized as a listening exercise. European leaders have urged Trump not to strike a unilateral peace deal. Trump says if tomorrow's meeting goes well, he'll try to organize a second one involving both Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And for the digital currency watchers, Bitcoin has hit a record high, surpassing $124,000 in early trading this morning. The cryptocurrency rose above its previous July record, briefly exceeding 2,171,000 rand before retreating. Analysts say BTC's value soared recently, fueled by U.S. regulatory changes under President Trump, who is a strong backer of the crypto sector. Back home, we've got a high of 24 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay and Maritzburg, 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.